It's 6:30 on a Sunday, and we are live. This is your weekly AA meeting with Arlo and Adam.
That's right, boys and girls. It is Sunday. It is 6:30. You are live with a special Mother's Day edition of the AA meeting. As always, I'm Adam. With me is the King Kong of Team Too Strong. What is up, Arlo?
I love that one. I can't even start. That perked me up because I'm tired as hell.
I like to surprise you with those.
Man, I'm tired. How are you?
Dude, I'm exhausted, but you know, coming off of last week's episode where we talked a lot about addiction, I've personally reflected and I've noticed that Monday, you know, I'm like, well, what kind of things might I be able to adjust to better myself? Well, I noticed that I was tired a lot. And I've been supplementing that with Monster energy drinks, and not to throw Monster under the bus, but energy drinks. Well, it dawned on me. I was like, man, I'm consuming one of those per day. And so I said, you know what? I'm going cold turkey. And I have not had any caffeine since Monday afternoon.
How do you feel?
Dude, I feel like shit.
I mean, hey, at least you're honest, man.
Yeah. I mean those withdrawals are no joke. I'm not getting the withdrawals as bad as I did last time.
How many times have you quit caffeine?
once before.
Well, technically, you ain't quit it.
I fell off the wagon. Thanks, Arlo, for pointing that out.
For 4 years.
Right? And I got drugged by the wagon for a couple of miles. But, yeah, I quit the caffeine, and I switched to water, or if I'll have, like, a Sprite or, you know, or an iced tea or something with my dinner. But I'm not like, I'm trying to avoid the sugary drinks. Obviously, Sprite is, but they've got a Sprite Zero. It's got stripped all of that shit out. But man, I got to tell you, yeah, I was pretty exhausted those first 3 days. Day three, this Thursday, the depression kicked in, and it wasn't that bad, but I was just moody as hell. I was just really moody. Everything was pissing me off. Just like everything was nails on the chalkboard.
You know what I say, though, don't you? It's better to be pissed off than pissed on.
That it is. Well, I am training that dog, too. And I've been having to clean up after a few times.
At least he ain't pissed on you.
Yeah, that's true. He did today, actually. But I got home. Well, we went to the zoo today for Mother's Day.
Y'all got to see this face I just made. I know I made one.
You got to look at the video. But yeah, we went to... So today's a good Mother's Day. I splurged and I went online, and I've never tried them before, but I tried out Sherry's Berries, and man, it was pretty expensive, but it was very convenient. And man, let me tell you, those strawberries that they sent, the chocolate-covered strawberries, was like almost the size of small oranges. I mean, they were freaking huge. And
GMO.
I had one. The kids had a couple, but made the wife cry. And I'm pretty emotionally sadistic, kind of like that. I enjoy making her cry, but it's only happy tears of joy.
Only happy tears.
But it's always a good day when I can start making her laugh.
I suck horribly, so I make them cry the other way.
Yeah, we've heard about your tales of woe.
Yeah, I'm a POS. It's
all right. And then we went to, for all the in-laws, we went to the zoo today and spent a whole day out there. Good God. I love my in-laws, and everything was great, but it's just, I get really stressed out, especially around a lot of other people's kids. And it doesn't matter how well they're behaved. You're worried. You're constantly stressing over where are they at? What are they doing? Okay, everything's too quiet. Oh crap! I'm really enjoying myself. I gotta look. Okay, everybody's good. Next room. So it's just over. So we was pretty exhausted. How was your week, man?
Tiring, exhausting.
Oh yeah,
extremely exhausting. I'm about to go live. Then we're gonna go live on Facebook. What do you think?
Man, let it rip, man.
Yeah, I mean, we're already live. Like I said, we go live up in there. Oh, but yeah, man, it was really a tiring week, man. It just seemed like it never ended. It's still going, man. I literally,
right?
Let me see here. What am I putting?
Well, while Arlo's getting that all set up, remember, folks, this is a live show, and we do take guest calls. Now, the phone number to call in is, oh my gosh, the thing has disappeared on me.
What thing?
The number. I just put that out there. That's funny. What was? Do you remember what that area code was?
516-666-666. Pick up sticks, 9510.
Look at you. I know. I'm dropping the ball here. You got that go.
But I say it all cool. Like, yeah. I'm like, 666, pick up sticks. 95.
And me, I'm trying to sound like Casey Kasem.
You're like, hello. I'm trying to seduce people a bit. Oh.
You know, we got a couple of good compliments this week on this past week's show. Had a lot of fun. We had a couple of funny segments in there.
We're going live in 1 second. Let's let the beat build right here. Anyways, come on, people. Start listening. Y'all on foot. It's also Mother's Day, so we may not get as big of a turnout.
Sure.
Unless they're all playing on their phones sitting at the table.
I'm at mom's house, and we're here. The whole family's here. Oh, my God. I'm bored. What's going on the phone? Put on your headphone, folks. I've got a potty mouth, so.
No, I do too. I'm tired as I don't know what right now, man. So I'm going to go ahead and tell everybody what happened. So, you know, last night was my boy Dutch's birthday. We take him out to Fort Smith, Arkansas.
Sure.
We're in Fort Smith, man. So Fort Smith don't close till 5. But 3 o'clock, well, we got Dutch pretty well wasted. I mean, beyond wasted. Dutch, hey, what's up, Big Tim? How you doing, brother? So we're out there, man, and down in Fort Smith at the Cowboy, my favorite bar, Electric Cowboy Fort Smith. Giving y'all a shout-out. Man, we get him so wasted. We're all having a good time, you know, taking girls out two-stepping. I don't do the hip-hop dance. I don't move that good. I'm pretty sure I blow my ACL out or something. But anyways, you know, so we're out there having a great time. And you know it's time to go because you know we're ending. It's always a bad story to start with. You know it's going to go somewhere south when you say it like that. And anybody who grew up in these areas, you know, they know what I mean when I say that.
That's almost like the mark of a true drinking story. So there I was.
And we're ending. And you already know what's going to happen.
Scoding rolled in.
So we're sitting there, and I start telling my boy, Big Zeke, he's my homeboy, who's a bouncer up there, and I said, well, it's probably about time we get ready to head out. He said, why? I said, well, Dutch is getting in that Indian phase where you don't know if he's happy or if he's angry. And sure enough, Dutch is starting looking. He's doing this. And I'm like, you're not going to fight him. I'm going to fight him because you're trashed. I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't mind finishing stuff other people start sometimes. You know what I mean? But
right.
So anyway, so, you know, we're having a great time, like I said, talking to ladies, dancing with ladies all night, and we're like, man, it's time to get out of here, you know, everybody's getting beyond trashed, and it's just time to go. We pack up and go. Hey, that's what's up, Timmy, keep living life like that, that's how it's meant to live, brother. So, we're sitting there on the way home, and we're at my boy's Damien's Escalade, right?
Right.
We went up there rolling like some ballers. We're coming back, and the transmission starts acting up. When we leave the bar, it shifts hard, and I was like, I don't know. It's a cold start. If it's low on fluid, it might do that. Mm-hmm. Check the fluid level down the road once it heated up. Fluid level's pretty good. I was like, I'll just take it slow. I'll take it slow. And we got almost to Cherokee County, and I looked at him. I said, you know? I said, you know, brother, this transmission's going to tell us what's wrong within the first big hill we hit.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that's around these parts know the Lake Cherokee Landing.
Oh, yeah.
So we're right there coming up Park Hill Mountain. Big hill coming up. Car completely shuts down. Like, I hit the gas, and that's all it's doing is revving the engine. Thank God I'll go like 90 so I can coast up a hill. So I coast up this hill, and I'm like, get the crap out of here. We pull over at this old restaurant. We're sitting there, and I was like, dude, we're like 10 miles, 12 miles from home. I said, I can get us home. I've driven worse home.
Yeah.
And we throw it back in drive, nothing. Hit the gas, just revving the engine. Not even moving.
Just completely smoked.
Just completely gone. So I throw it down in manual.
Right.
I start driving it like a manual, and it's moving.
Uh-huh.
Hit another hill, does the same thing. So I pull over at Big Red Restaurant, and I think, man, I got some people I can call. Got some people I can call. So I start calling everybody. I'm like, hey, nobody answers. I almost called you. I was like, I'm about down to Adam, and Adam got a family.
Yeah.
I do not want to drag him. And I knew you had plans today, so I don't want to wake you up at 4:30 in the morning. I'm calling everybody. I'm calling my sister, calling my brother. None of them answers. I was like, I'm glad I'm not dying.
Oh, man.
So we're sitting there, man, and I, my boy Damien, I'm like, damn, this sucks, dude. And he's like, who else you got to call? I turned around and looked behind us. I said, they're all right there. I said, man, we are stuck. So finally, we finally got hold of Wrecker. Wrecker's like, oh, we'll be there in 2 hours. I'm like, it's 4:30 in the morning. Why do you got to be 2 hours?
Really? Yeah.
Who else are you towing? I know all the drunks are already in jail. I'll tell you right now, I know all the drunks are in jail.
Sure.
So anyways, but like I said, man, we finally get back, and it's like 7 in the morning. Oof. We're getting our car dropped off at my house, and I was like, this has got to be the longest night. So I'm working off like 2.5 hours of sleep.
Wow.
Grand total about 4.5 hours of sleep the last 2 days.
So today's a bad day to ask you to kick caffeine with me, huh?
Oh, today was horrible day if you were going to ask to kick caffeine with me. I had like 4 monsters and 2 cups of coffee.
You're like on a role models pissing out the green.
It is. It will be, dude. That's all I am probably. That's why I'm trying to drink this water right now. I got a gallon of water, so I flush the rest of my system out. But if it leaves, I may be asleep. I mean, dude, I'm struggling today. I was like, man, I look like I'm hungover. I feel like I'm hungover. I was like, man, it's a good day to be on the AA meeting.
Yeah, for real.
That's why I was texting you. I was like, hey, man, we starting later? You're like, no, normal time. I'm like,
shit.
Yep, there goes nap time.
Adam, why you gotta be so punctual?
I know. He's like, no, we'll be at the normal time. I was like, great.
This is the same guy who last week was flying. I'm not going to say how fast I was going, but my text was, I am warping the laws of physics to get there on time. Dude, it's cool. Don't worry. I was like, nah, I'll be there. Coming up from Stillwell to Tahlequah, I made it in like literally 30 minutes. And had a setup in 15, and usually this is an hour setup to set up all of our equipment.
Man, you know, I'm looking at all my people here live. I just want to say thank y'all for leaving, looking in on this live. Y'all listen, tune into the show, actually, you know, if y'all want to.
Heck yeah. Go check out our Facebook page. It's www.facebook.com, AA Meeting Podcast. There's links to our show. You can also call in at 516-666.
Pick up sticks.
9510. We do take call-ins, and it doesn't matter what you want to talk about. You got something, a funny story. Anything. That, you know what?
You know, let's
get good Mother's Day stories.
Hey, that's what I was going to say. Jinx, you owe me a soda. Yeah, all the mothers out there, you know, stepmoms, anything. You know, anybody.
Sure.
You know, being a mom isn't just biological.
Yeah.
The same way being a father is not just biological. You know, it's in the heart.
There's a lot of single dads out there. Exactly. They got to play,
single
wear
dads,
multiple hats.
Single dads, single moms, all y'all call out here, man.
Sure. Successes and fails. We want to hear both.
Exactly.
And you can vent to us. We'll only laugh a little bit.
Too bad all mine are fails. I only share the fails. It keeps you humble. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for
you
real.
Know, if I sat here and told every time we were succeeding, we'd be like one of those guys. You know, I can't.
Well, you know what? Life happens, and you can't change life. So either once you're pissed and you get over it, you can either look at it and learn from it, but if you can't laugh about it, then what can you do?
Exactly.
I mean, it's there. It happened. You might as well use it to your benefit to build a positive from a negative.
Exactly, man. I really dig this live stuff.
And I know you do.
And I'm having a wake here, folks. I mean, look at me. I feel like I'm about to pass through. My eyes were all red. I just never looked down. Oh, man.
But you can see, I can see from your angle, you've got that I have the power. You're feeling like He-Man right here on the podcast.
I want my phone just to come lower down in my hand.
Mr. Jumper.
That's exactly it. Just comes floating down from the ceilings, man, from the heavens.
Hey, we've got a balcony in here. I'm sure I can rig that.
Oh, when we get bigger, when this show gets bigger, I'm going to have one of them old school mics and it's going to fall. I'm just going to attach it right here.
Yeah, it'd be just podcast. Clip it on right there. This is, you know, we are Okies, so we'll have to zip tie it or something.
So like we said, though, do we got any single moms out there, or moms in general? And like I said, it don't matter if you're biological mom. You can be stepmom, whatever. It's all about the heart.
Right.
Y'all want to call in, tell us a great story about being a mom or anything.
Or you can even do it on Twitter. We've got a Twitter handle. It's AA Meeting Pod.
I mean, I can sit here and tell you a million stories about my mom, how great she was.
Sure.
You know, I mean.
Let's do this. Do you have one story about your mom that you can tell on the air that's just you always come back to? I mean, just your favorite story of something you and your mom did, or a special moment you had with your mom. Because I like to put people on the spot.
Berto just said the live feeds on Block Talk is going in and out. It's skipping.
Oh, the live feed?
Yeah.
Is that on the...
he said it's on the Block Talk.
Oh, dadgum you, Block Talk.
And sometimes we get this, man. We'll get this issue with Block Talk, and it just acts goofy sometimes, and we apologize, which means it will play normal, though, on the replay, right?
It is, and we are on YouTube.
We are on YouTube, and that's the part about going live. We always go live, so that way, and now I'm going live. But, like I said, that's part of it, man. That's the part that sucks about it sometimes.
Right.
And no disrespect to Blog Talk. I mean, they do us right still. I mean, so
yes, they do. We are on YouTube. The video will be recorded tomorrow, or uploaded tomorrow, excuse me. Check us out. You can find us on YouTube, AA Meeting Podcast, or excuse me, AA Meeting with Arlo and Adam. The link is going to be on the site. I'll share that as soon as it's uploaded. And this week, I come to realize that we are now on the iTunes store. So you can find us on iTunes, which also by extension means if you have any podcast catchers such as Podcast Addict or some of the other apps you download on your phone, you can find us there. We are now listed. So we're
on iTunes.
On iTunes or any of your major podcast catchers. We're rolling with the big boys, folks. We're legit.
You know how we do it. But anything, you were talking about stories about your mama, man.
Sure.
Good night, man. I got so many stories about my mama. My mom probably gave me way more credit than I deserve, man. And there's not really one. It's just that you always know there's one person that's going to believe in you more than you ever will believe in yourself.
Yes.
And that's your mama.
Yeah.
And that's that. It's not just one story. It's more of a feeling,
right?
You know, she has that. She understands everything you don't say.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true. Am I got any stories about mamas they want to say?
What's Berto saying there?
Nice, and y'all are on the Fight Book MMA podcast tab. Just saying. Hey, thanks,
Berto. Woo! That's awesome.
That's what we love. That's what we love, Berto. But that's it, man. That's really it. Is that no matter what I did, no matter what I tried, she always thought I could do it.
That's awesome.
And she thinks I can still do it. You know, right. Anything I want to do, and always tells her friends that I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you can't beat that kind of support. You're never going to get that kind of support.
See, I've got a story that me and my sister, we tell literally every time we have a family get-together. Mm-hmm. We always tell this story. Well, back, I was, I'd say, probably 5 or 6. My sister was in her mid-teens. She had piano lessons. Well, my mom, she was always, you know, I don't want to say authoritarian, but, I mean, she made sure we were where we needed to be. We knew what we were supposed to do. I mean, she was classic mom. Well, but... Love my mom. She's an Indian woman, and you know, she had the look, and any guy out there knows exactly what look I'm referring to. Well, anyway, my sister did not want to go to her piano class, and so she just neglected to remind my mom, who forgot. Well, we're out somewhere else. I can't remember what we're doing, and then all of a sudden it dawned on my mom, oh crap, you had piano today. And my sister just stops dead. And so, get in the car! And so, we're jumping back in the car. By the time we realize it's just too late, there's no way we can make it. Oh, my mom was so mad. Man, she's like, get in there, don't say a word. So, she started to floor, but she backed up rather angrily. Thud! Right into a tree. And we're just, oh my gosh, we're dead. We're dead. And then all of a sudden you start hearing the sprinkling of all the tree, all the seeds and leaves and all the tree shit is falling and hitting all across the hood.
What's
and the
up, Big Eddie?
Well, we're starting to head home. Mom's pissed because she just fucked up the car. And we're terrified because we knew we're going to get it when we get home. I was terrified. And I didn't even do nothing. Well, me being the six-year-old little smartass that I was, I can't hold it anymore. I'm laughing. I just start busting up laughing. She laughs. My sister laughs. We're all just laughing at the whole situation. And what we thought was, you know, going to be a bad time all around, you know, we're just all laughing about it. We laugh to this day.
Yeah.
And so it just kind of shows how, you know, as parents, especially mothers who has to be the structure and has to be the moving force of the family, the rock, can also sometimes be soft and, you know, acknowledge, you know,
all the
things
time, man. And that's the thing, you know, mama's, I didn't realize till I got older,
yeah,
how much it meant for them to punish us.
Oh, yeah.
How bad it hurt them way more than it just hurt us.
Oh, yeah.
How bad it hurt them just to, and you know, I read a great quote the other day. A great quote the other day. It was talking about something about treat your mama's heart like some like gold or something because you're the only one that knows what it sounds like from the inside.
I like that.
Yeah, it's it, and I mean anybody out there, you know.
Give us a second. Berto just sent us a novel.
Oh, Berto, that's what's up. Oh, that's what's up, Berto. That's awesome. That's a great story, man. Thanks for sharing that. Anybody want to read it? Go to the Facebook page that I'm going live on right now. Just Arlo Jumper and read that. It's really a great story Berto just shared. But yeah, man. I mean, you know, like I said, you never realize how bad it like, until I got older, you know. And then I realized how big of a dick I was as a kid.
Yeah.
That's why whenever I put up Facebook quotes about, you know, about my mama and all this stuff, I'm like three ingrates or three degenerates, you know,
yeah,
that they didn't deserve, you know, because there's a lot of people who are, there's a lot of, you know, good kids that didn't get the same mom that we got.
Right. And then the ungrateful ones that just really don't realize what they have and then it's too late.
And then it's too late, exactly.
And then now every day they're got such a negative feeling about this holiday because it reminds them about what they lost.
Exactly.
I've got a few friends over that.
Exactly.
So the point of that I'm trying to make there, folks, is never take any day for granted. Because any day that passes, you cannot ever get back. And
never,
so especially when it comes to your parents, especially the person who brought you into this world, they can take you out. But as my parents always say, I brought you into this world, I can take you out. But seriously, never take your parents for granted.
It wouldn't take much to get Adam out, trust me.
Thanks. You're really making me feel secure. Like the defender of my family.
Well, that's different. That's different. You know, like mamas, like you know, defenders of your family, that's different, man. You turn into Superman on those.
That's true.
You know what I mean? I mean, you got a different, you get, all of a sudden, you get cut from a different cloth, you know, just to defend that. You know, that's different. That's honor. That's your family. There's a whole different ball game.
Incredible Hulk ain't got shit on me.
He don't. Man. And I've seen Adam get riled up in that nature. And it's not intimidating to me, but I mean.
Because you know me.
I mean, I'm a little different, you know, but Adam. I've seen you get rowdy, man. I've seen you get that.
Really? I can't even remember. I was
tell
probably
me
really
not
drunk.
Give me a high pitch. Really?
Well, okay. I'm trying to think of all the... Because, dude, I haven't been in a fight since, like, high school, if that.
You're trying to flare the traps up. Look at
I'm trying to think of how I can be intimidating. Man. I'm trying to... What?
You try to get all tough over there. You say, well, I've been in a fight since high school.
Oh, why you gotta call me out, dude?
Blake Lyons, what's up, brother? Mickey, what's up? But yeah, man.
That's awesome.
Oh, did I cut that video off? I really hope I didn't.
Broadcast paused. Might be
resumed.
Running out of juice. There we go.
We just resumed. I don't know how I resumed that. I might have just almost messed that up. Blake
Look at Lyons. You catching up with me.
I know. I'm getting techie. People don't believe me that I get techie.
It rubs off, dude.
Hey, Tiny, what's up, brother? We still need to do lunch or something one of these days. Talk about me getting a gym. Hey, anybody, though, let's talk about that. We can talk.
Okay,
well,
sure.
Well, before we wrap this up about Mother's Day, we're going to give some shout-outs to some moms that we know.
You bet.
First and foremost, you know, I always want to give a shout out to my own mom.
Mm-hmm.
My own mama. What's good, brother? Everything's good in the hood, brother. How are you doing? Talking to my boy Scott, Tiny McDaniel.
Oh.
One of the best damn pound-for-pound trainers out there, man.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, him and my boy Steve Dwayne Alexander tied for number one for out here in the state, man. Out here in this region, probably Midwest region. I'm gonna get to that here in a second. But anyway, we'll give some shout outs. You know, first and foremost, you know, I'm gonna give a shout out to my own mama, Lydia Jumper. You know, without her, I wouldn't be where I am today. And from what I hear, I guess I'm a pretty damn good person. The masses keep telling me that, even though sometimes I don't believe it.
I'm trying.
The other one's my girl, my homegirl, Terry Hayes. Hayes, you're doing a great job. Always remember that, what I always tell you. Vanessa Ross, you're doing an amazing job as a woman, also as a mother. Who else do I got? Mandy Floyd, my homegirl up in Fort Smith. You're doing a great job also. I mean, these are just some mamas that I know that do. Every mama's exceptional, but I know these on a more personal level, so yeah. I'm going to tell them they're doing a more exceptional job just because I know them. So every mama out there, trust me, y'all are doing amazing. Adam, you got anybody you want to holler out?
Oh, sure, yeah. As always, like Arlo said, I want to give a special shout-out to my mother, Joanne Richmond, and to my sister, Shelly, and my niece, Whitney. All my sister and my niece are both single parents, so they're doing it by themselves. So that's on a level that I never could do. My loving wife gave me two children, and she's a force to be reckoned with in a positive way. I gotta throw that out there. That sounded bad at
this
first.
This dude just does not know how to say
things. I don't.
Right.
But let me tell you, you've never met.
He may not know how to say things right, but his heart's always in the right place.
You've never met a more fierce mama bear. And that's where what that means. Especially, so you fuck with my kid, my wife, she's gonna fuck with you. Trust me. But anyway, yeah, special shout out to my family, all the moms in my family, and all of you out there, especially the single mothers or the single fathers who has to play that role of mother. This is y'all's day, man. I hope you had an amazing day, a great day, that made you really feel appreciated and special for all the things you do 24/7, 365. So happy Mother's Day to everybody.
Definitely happy Mother's Day to all y'all. Hey, Justin Phillips, what's up, brother? Hey, Scott Tiny McDaniel, brother, I'm going to holler at you later. Get at me later, or I'll holler at you, one of them too. But yeah, man, so the reason I got to talk to my boy Scott, he used to own a gym out in Tulsa.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome gym, one of the best gyms I ever went to. It was Live Longer Studios. I think that was it, wasn't that it? Anyways, if he's still listening.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Live Longer Studios. Oh, and a shout out to his wife, Michelle McDaniel. She's a great mama too, man. Didn't mean to leave her out. So anyways, you know, I'm wanting to open my own gym.
Yeah.
And I'm going to open my own gym. It's not even a want to, it's a have to.
Sure.
And you know, like I was telling a lot of people, I said, the reason I want to open this gym is because myself right now, I'm a science project. And people's like, what do you mean by that? Well, I'm just hitting and missing what's going to work for me to get where I need to be.
Right.
I mean, dude, like I said, I was 372 pounds when mm-hmm. I started this. I was tired just walking to the refrigerator.
Yeah.
And I said, man, I said, it hit me one day. I said, you know, I said, life is not going to end this way. It's not. It's yeah. not. I was like, and you know, there's a lot that boils down to it that I didn't realize. I'm getting real serious on this, and this is the double show here.
That's how we do it, the AA meeting. We get real. We get raw.
You remember when I talked about that I didn't know how to love?
Yeah.
A couple episodes back when we were talking about females and all that?
Sure.
And you know what I came to the conclusion of, and I never said this until just really right now. It wasn't that I didn't exactly know how to love. You know where you got to start your love at?
Yourself.
With yourself. And it wasn't that I didn't, like, hated myself.
Mm-hmm.
I just really, really, really liked myself.
Yeah.
And I thought it was love, but my arrogance and my ego said it was love.
Sure.
So I held this, and then I was like, really? I was like, so what are you? Nothing. Like I said, not that I hated myself. Like mm-hmm. I said, I just really, really liked myself. And it wasn't until I said, if you can't love yourself, then you damn sure ain't ready to love others.
I say it all the time, dude. And it's 100% true. 100% true.
And it's not like, and what I mean by others, I don't mean like my family. Right. That's a different. And sure. I mean more in that emotional,
mm-hmm. That blood connection.
Yeah, that mm-hmm. not that blood connection, but I'm talking about the emotional with like someone else.
Right.
And that's where I learned from, man. Mm-hmm. And like I said, that's where I started this gym thing at. And I was like, you know, I'm going to open this gym because I know so many. Like I said, I'm a science project. I'm working mm-hmm. different things. Okay, this didn't work. Right. This didn't work. I gained 5 pounds in 3 days. That show didn't work. You know what I mean? hey, Rebecca Cody, what's up, girl? Matt Sires, that's my homeboy. We sell cars together. But yeah, and you know, I was like, you know, I want to get this gym thing going because I know so many people that want to start.
Yeah.
So many people that I know that can finish, they mm-hmm. just don't know how to start.
Yeah.
And that's where me and my gym, I want to come into so you can get people rolling, get right. people thinking, get people. The biggest thing is, like I always tell people, is getting them believing.
Yeah.
And that's where I want to be. I want to be more than just a gym. We want to be life coaches.
Right.
I want someone, if you're having a bad day and you look like you're having a bad day, come in there and we'll talk in the office, get you ready, get you motivated, get you.
Yeah.
Like I always say, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically.
Right.
All those got to be pumped on the same cylinders, because if they're not, then you ain't going to be doing it.
100%.
You're going to stop. You're going to find a reason to quit. And like I said, I didn't love myself. I quit all the time.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize I was quitting on myself. And that's where everybody gets wrong at.
Right.
Because you find, if you don't truly 100% love yourself, then you're not going to do it, because you're going to find a reason to quit and you're just quitting on yourself. That's why I tell people, you can lie to anybody else, but don't lie to yourself.
Right.
Because once you quit lying to yourself, you ain't going to lie to anybody else. True story.
Totally agree. And like back to what you were saying, you're absolutely right. Starting is the absolute hardest part.
Biggest because, thing.
You know, everybody, I don't care who you are, I don't care how motivated you are, excuses are the easiest thing to make. And excuses are 9 times out of 10 confused with reasons. Now, there's legitimate reasons why I can't go work out every day at 10 a.m.
Exactly.
Okay, I can't get off work. That's not an excuse.
Nope.
However, if I wanted to go be in a gym bad enough, I would make time, whether it be my lunch break, before work, after work, you know, before bed. There's always a time. But that's for me, I'm having a hard time getting myself motivated. I have absolutely no idea where to start.
Eddie Webster, you better get ready to open up that restaurant.
But I have no idea where to start. I don't know what weight to start. I don't know what exercises to use. Dude, I couldn't even name more than 6 muscles in my body. Exactly. So, let alone starting a whole exercise routine. You know, I'd say a full month before I got like sick with a stomach virus, and I was working out every day. I dropped 15 pounds in 2 months.
Yep.
And it really, man, it's just that first step. And yep. I'm telling myself as much as I'm telling everybody else out there. The first step is the hardest one. And then once you make that first step, you just take another one. And then next thing you know, you're at a dead run. And then you're nailing your goals. And you're talking about gains. And you're talking about raising the bar again. And I'm not just talking about chin-ups, man. I'm talking about, you know, 5Ks, 10Ks,
nope.
Half miles, miles, CrossFit, competitions.
Yeah, pushing 400 pounds on the bench now, you know what I mean? And you know what I get to with a lot of people? You know, I get a lot of people, they come up to me and they're like, well, I don't have time, I don't have this, I don't have, you know, I don't. The main thing people say is they don't have time.
Right.
Go back when you get off work
mm-hmm.
and write down everything you do. Go back every hour from the time, let's say I get off at 5:30.
Right.
5 o'clock, 5:30. I go home and I get home and I go and sit down on my chair.
Mm-hmm.
From that point you sit down to the time you go to bed, every hour on the hour, write down what you do.
Sure.
And then tell me you don't have time.
Well,
you know where I got that from?
Just that.
Selling cars. My guy, one of my awesomest trainer I ever had, Greg Stout, up at Nissan on Muskogee, he said, mm-hmm. Arlo, you want to sell cars? I said, yeah. He goes, okay. He goes, you want to know how to sell cars? I said, no. He goes, okay, I'm going to tell you what to do. He goes, every hour on the hour, from the time you get here, write down what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me if what you do, every one of those hours, if what you did will make you successful.
That's awesome. That's, man, that's a life lesson right
it
there.
It was. And I want to say thank you, Greg, for that life lesson. I take that everywhere I've went since that moment. Mm-hmm. I left there back in December. Last week of December. But and that's what I told people. I said, go home and write down from the time. And you know what most of them say to me? Watch TV.
Yeah.
Watch TV.
Yeah. I'm worse. I'm the worst about it.
Play it on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Play it on my phone. And you look at it and you're like, damn, I seriously wasted the last 5. And it only takes an hour. If you get in there and do work, it only takes you literally an hour. to get in there, and I can knock out damn near 200 reps in an hour, 300 reps in an hour. Everybody knows what we're talking about.
Quick tip, guys, you can watch Netflix.
What's up, Skyler?
On your phone while you're on the treadmill. Just saying, if you're like me and, you know, your shows are important to you, you can turn on a TV, a tablet, a phone, or whatever, and watch your shows while you're on a treadmill. Exactly. And you're still getting your exercise.
And, you know, that's what I told people. You know, that little life lesson I use with Greg, and write down what you do every hour and tell me you don't have time to do this. You know what I mean?
Or you can help us out and you can just put in our podcast while you're out running.
Exactly. Yeah, you can plug that in and listen to it live and just keep, or listen to it while you're doing your workouts. And it's amazing what listening to these shows will do for you, man. You'll sit there and just listen.
Well, and especially because we like to have the theme of positivity and motivation, even when we're cutting up and we're telling like the goofiest stories and ribbing each other.
Yep.
It's, you know, life is what you make it. And that's we're true. Trying to help everybody keep a light mood, throw some deep stuff out there. It kind of makes you reflect a little bit, because the best times for you, or the best way to get yourself to improve yourself, is to step back from any situation, think outside the box, and examine yourself. Self-reflection is the best way to make yourself be accountable for yourself.
But it's also the hardest.
It is.
People want to start lying to themselves and justify why they can't.
Yeah.
And like I said, that's where it goes back to that little write down what you do for me every hour.
Yeah.
And people don't get that. People's like, wow, that I did not realize how much I didn't do.
Right.
You know? And I mean, and that's what I want to do at my gym, man. Like I said, I want to be more of a motivational area you can go to. You know, right. Somewhere you can go in and feels more like home. I can talk to someone. I got someone in there I can talk to every time I go in there.
Sure.
Like I said, I want to do a half boxing, half fitness, but the boxing side, like I said, it's not going to be a boxing side. I'm not going to do pro fighters. I'm tired of doing pro fighters.
Right.
Tired of dealing with pro fighters. A lot of them are prima donnas, you know, and I love the business, but I don't like that side of the business. So like I said, when I do my gym, it's going to be half boxing, half fitness, but the boxing is going to be basically just a different cardio for people, and to get a lot of frustration out. If you got if you're aggravated through the day, through the week, if your week was rough, you can get in there and bang on some bags, and trust me, it does wonders for you. The other thing would be, at most, like I said, I'm going to do an amateur program just to get kids off the street.
Sure.
That's what I want to do with
it. Well, and that also brings a good point. You know,
all right, my cousin Josh is live. What's up, brother?
A lot of us, we find ways to cut loose to get things out of our system. Mm-hmm. And as I've mentioned multiple times, I played roller hockey for 23 years. And let me tell you, I've never felt better than whenever I was taking those pads off at the end of the game, because I left it all out in the court. I mean, you let that anger, that frustration, you find that outlet to get all of that out. And
I appreciate that, Travis. Travis Wildman, boy, gave us a big compliment. He said, thanks for spreading the positivity, fellas. Thanks for caring enough to do something about it. Definitely, brother. That's what I'm going to do. We're going to try to make moves this year, big dog. You know what me, you, and Justin Phillips are talking about?
Awesome. Yeah, 100% agree. But, yeah, it's just – I forgot. I lost my point.
You were talking
point.
About your playing hockey.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But
see, I'm multitasking tonight, baby, and I'm half awake.
But it doesn't matter if it's, you know, a sport, if it's boxing, like you said, or MMA, or hell, just cutting the grass. If there's something out there that just lets you get that release.
Mm-hmm. And you know what else I'm going to do with my gym?
Uh-huh.
It's going to have pretty much a little section for everybody.
That's awesome.
Like I'm going to put a little section in there for CrossFitters. I don't care if you CrossFit. A lot of people sit there and bash about CrossFit. I don't care what you're doing as long as you're in motion.
Yeah.
Now, I can't coach you in CrossFit because I don't know CrossFit.
Right.
But if you want to go in there and do your thing for CrossFit, go for it. You know, that's what my kind of gym's going to be set up. You know, it's going to be just a gym, man, for you to go in and no one. I mean, of course, you're always going to get, you know, everywhere you go, there's going to be dickheads. But hey, I want it to be a place that you can just go into and bring everybody together.
You know, CrossFit's getting kind of controversial lately, isn't it?
Well,
it's just either love or hate it.
Everything's controversial, man. You know, CrossFitters are going to tell us powerlifters that powerlifting's, you know, getting rough for you because you're throwing up 800 pounds or like 500 pounds, 600 pounds on a bench.
Well, what I see is people coming back, and it's, Sir Isaac Newton says, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Yep. So when I'm out there and I'm screaming gains, I'm showing videos of me going, you know, balls to the wall and all of this stuff, there's going to be people that's like, okay, enough already.
Exactly.
And, you know, if this they're doing this on social media, which that's how most of us communicate and put ourselves out there anymore, it's easy. Just go to Facebook, look on their profile and you can unfollow. Don't shit on something someone else is doing, especially like I said, when it's a positive thing.
I'm happy that they're just doing something. I'm happy they're being fit. I'm happy they're doing whatever. You know, whatever,
and they're proud of themselves.
Whatever gets you fit, gets you proud, gets you moving, man, keep going because it's making you a better person. A lot of the CrossFit problems I see is just with people. You get a lot of us guys who like to lift iron like the old-fashioned way.
Sure.
You know, a lot of them will bash CrossFit. Mm-hmm. But a lot of things I see with CrossFit is that those guys are trying to throw up too much weight with improper techniques.
Did you see that video of the guy who maxed out is on a squat machine or a leg press machine, and he had like 400 pounds.
That's not that much.
Or, okay, like five or six. That's he, not that he much. Had, okay, he had an ungodly amount of plates on the bar. Okay. And he's pushing this thing, and his leg snaps. Comes
never
crashing
out. Your legs out on the leg press. That's what that was from.
Yeah.
You push that leg press out, that leg press machine up, and a lot of people lock that knees out, folds that knee backwards, especially with already like previous injuries.
It's like his shin or his ankle or something. It is insane. It is gory as hell. But I laughed. I did. I'm sorry. I'm sadistic like that. Damn. It wasn't me. It wasn't somebody I know.
This guy's coming up here bashing people. This guy broke his leg. Oh, man, that's funny. You're crazy, brother.
But I do. I really hate to see. I mean, I've got a couple in my family. I've got some really good friends that I hold in really high respect that do CrossFit, and they're all about it. But, yeah, I can see how it gets old. I mean, whenever it's all up in my face. But, as I said, just unfollow them.
Unfollow them.
They're not going to bother
you. Exactly.
You know, if I have some racist asshole in the same room as me, and he's talking his shit.
Talking about slave drivers.
Right.
Y'all got to watch last. Y'all got to listen to last week's show and watch it to understand that one. Keep going. Keep going, dog.
I got a decision to make. I can either leave the room or I can challenge the boy. And, I mean, that's pretty a bad example because, personally, if I hear a racist and I see a race, I'm calling you on that shit. But, seriously, if somebody doesn't... Yes, I will. I will. I can't stand it.
Y'all got to watch last week's episode. I'm sorry to catch while I'm giving so much shit.
Oh, I'm not telling the damn story again. You got to listen to last week's episode. Anyway, but yeah, I mean, don't bash someone, especially if they're proud of their accomplishments. If you get sick of hearing their accomplishments, then just ignore it. And if it's terrible and you just feel so disgusted by this person who's doing something that you're not, unfriend them. It's easy. But don't rain on somebody else's parade when that parade is celebrating something that they've worked day and night for.
Exactly.
But that's just me.
Well, I'm going to tell y'all what, man, out there in the real world... I'm a little tired from holding this phone up. My hand's been going to sleep for like the last 5 minutes, but we ain't found a stopping point.
It was starting to shake a little bit.
I'm going to end this. We're fixing to talk about people probably that need to be in the, like people who are out of the Hall of Fame that should be in the Hall of Fame, and it don't matter what sport, just give us a shout out. Call in live on the show because that's where we're about to take this conversation. We're also going to talk about, I've seen Bleacher Report really talking about a lot this week. Comparing Michael Jordan and LeBron James, saying without the six rings Jordan had, minus the championships, what made Michael Jordan better, greater than LeBron James? So we're about to discuss those two topics here in a second. Like I said, call in, man. What was that number again? 516-666-9510. Again, that number is 516-666-9510. Y'all holler back at us because I'm going off the air here in Facebook, but we're still air on Blog Talk Radio. Go to the link, AA Meeting.
Facebook, AA Meeting Podcast.
Or you can go to Adam Richmond Facebook page and just look up the link. Or you can go to my page, Arlo Jumper, and look up the link. Listen to the rest of the show live here. We out.
All right. For those of you who are still with us and tired of us not looking at your camera, hi. We're still here. We recognize you're here. Thanks for sticking with us. And what we were doing is a little bit live bit that we like to do. We like to whore ourselves out on social media. I mean, we really put it put ourselves out there. We spread ourselves like peanut butter, man, I tell you. Once again, you can call in. That's 516-666-9510. We have a Facebook page. It's AA Meeting Podcast. Or we're on Twitter, AA Meeting Pod. Give us a shout out. Call in. Doesn't have to be what we're talking about. You got a good story, especially Mother's Day story, success story, fail story. We like to laugh at
love
you.
Stories.
I mean, with you.
Love story. We love love stories.
Oh yeah, and
we were love line for like 4 weeks in a row. Man.
Yeah, 4 weeks in a row. We talked about matters of the heart, and we can get pretty deep. And I'm known as the Dr. Phil of Cherokee County here. Don't laugh. You don't act like it ain't true.
He's the dog. He does. He does have some damn good advice, man. And like, he picked my brain more than anything on for like 4 weeks straight.
I left Arlo sitting here like Keanu Reeves. Whoa.
The Bill and Ted Keanu.
Not I feel even. Like I just took the little blue pill.
Yeah, not the John Wick Keanu. Not the badass Keanu. I got Bill and Ted Keanu.
Did you see that video of him training for John Wick 2? With him setting there the guns? We talked about this once before, didn't we?
Yeah, but we didn't. Hey, pull that up on the video, man. Let the people see it when we go live here. You Anybody bet. Didn't know. The one thing I give Keanu Reeves about, I don't know why we got talking about him all of a sudden out of nowhere, but hey, you know one thing I give him credit for is that dude goes all out for a movie. If y'all ain't seen it, watch him train for, we're about to put it up here on our YouTube show, yeah. Part of the portion of the show here. We're going to have it airing on there, so if you want to watch it, you know, just listen to the show tomorrow, watch the show tomorrow morning, because put it up tomorrow morning, right?
Every Monday.
And look, watch this guy fight. And I thought I was good with a gun, and this guy is insane with a gun, dude. Like, I feel he could really be John Wick.
No, that is not any whoa, was that thing jumping around? Yeah. Anyway, I swear, I don't think that's probably the right video. But anyway, yeah. But you know, this also
there it is.
we can segue it into what we're talking about here. Man, anything you do in your life, go all out, man.
All out.
Especially if it's something for your career. Here we go. Here's John Wick. And I'll, just for impact, I'll leave the sound on.
They want the real deal, and that's what's happening with John Wick Chapter 2.
Dude, it's surgical, man. Watch this. Y'all need to be watching this. Watch this. Watch the show tomorrow.
It is setting the bar so far beyond any shootout stuff you'll ever see in a movie. It'll blow your mind.
Like, I'm mesmerized watching
the director. He said, what can we do to make 2 better? And I was like, well, we have to make Keanu Reeves better. And ping, the only ping, way to do that ping. Is to train him harder.
That's a
and
as soon as certified badass. Can you imagine robbing his house?
Our guy.
No, you wouldn't rob his house. That is literally.
Deliberate his actions. We can watch someone do one run.
I'll go out. But
watch the video. I mean, this dude's sick with a gun. Like I said, I thought I was good with a gun. This dude's like 10 times the shooter I'll ever dream of being.
For real.
You got any gun enthusiasts out there? Y'all call in, man. We'll talk about some shooting ranges and shooting experiences. Maybe shooting people. I don't know. Depends on who calls in.
Don't confess.
Don't confess. Just say I got a friend. I got a friend once.
Asking for a friend. And I'll help you in any way I can, but I'm not helping you dispose of a body. I'm sorry. You got to draw the line somewhere.
Just lie. Be like, I'm Steve from Idaho.
Nick Papa Giorgio from Yuma.
From Yuma. Even that damn Nick Papa Giorgio. You watch
that? I love it, man. Vegas Vacation. Excellent movie. You got to watch it. You'll get so many of my references. That and Wayne's World. You watch those two movies, you'll totally understand me. But heck yeah, man. Like we were saying, you know, just you got to go all out. Anything and everything you do. You know.
Life's too short not to, man.
Well, it's just a waste of time. I mean, to sit there and kind of blow off any opportunity that you have. And if you're somewhere, unless you're just really happy what you're doing, which is great. There's nothing wrong with settling where you're at. If you love doing it, then do it. It's all about what makes you happy. You know, happiness is the spice of life. And it really is. But
very true, man. Very true. That's real. That is real, man. So all right, you know, let's move along here. Let's pick it up some. You know, we've been getting a little touchy right there at the end, so or in the middle.
Yeah, you're kind of looking at me. I'm sorry, man. I'm not that much of a hugger. So
nah, you good. I am a hugger. I give great hugs. I'm just saying. Anybody ever needs a hug, call me. I'm a hugging machine.
Especially if you're a female, call me.
Man, don't listen to Adam. I hug anybody. Jeez. This dude, I'm about to whoop his ass.
Hey, I don't act like I've never read your mind before. So, anyway, but so speaking of going all out, whenever we're talking about a career, you know, several people, there's some talk out there in the headlines as far as some of the various Hall of Fames.
More one of the big ones I seen the other day was, I think it was Bleacher Report again, talking about Pete Rose being in the. Hall of Fame. Why? You know, because he's not in the Hall of Fame because of the gambling, betting on his team. That, you know, betting on his team got him booted out of the Hall. Look up his stats, man. I don't know all his 100% stats, but he's still like my favorite baseball player of all time. He's most of our favorite baseball players.
I could understand if he was shaving points, you know, and to. But when he's betting on the team, I personally don't see anything wrong with that. I mean, if you're so confident in yourself, you're betting on yourself. Yep. Who would not bet on yourself?
I mean, the dude's the all-time leader in hits.
Right.
4,256 hits, it says. I mean, put him in the Hall. He deserves. And what's sad is they're going to wait till he passes away to put him back in there. I guarantee it.
And they do that way too much.
They're not going to give him the... And I hate to say it that way, but that's what they'll do, man. They will take away that moment of him getting to enjoy it while he's here. Yeah. I guarantee you, the year he passes to... The year that Pete Rose will pass, whenever he passes away, within 2 years, I guarantee, 2 to 3 years, he'll be in the Hall of Fame.
That's horrible.
They'll take that lift off. I mean, like I said, Pete Rose, first of all, comes to mind when I'm thinking about players that should be in the Hall of Fame. Y'all got any idea? Y'all got any people y'all think need to be in the Hall? Give me a shout. Give us a shout out. Call in. Talk sports. A lot of the other one that people really talk about right now is T.O. Mm-hmm. That was on episode one. People talk. We had call-ins. People telling us that T.O. deserved to be in the Hall of Fame. Does T.O. deserve? Statistically, yes. But kind of like he wasn't as bad as Pete Rose. Do not take this as me saying he's as bad as Pete Rose. But as far as
right,
how do I want to say this? As a person, is what's keeping him out of the Hall of Fame. Everybody gets all uproar. Well, he was this. Like, I understand. But like Adam said before, you represent more than just that field.
Yeah.
You know, on that field, you represent outside of it. You're representing organizations. You're representing yourself. I know you don't want to be a role model, but you're going to be somebody's.
Well, as Charles Barkley was always say, don't look at me as a role model. Yeah. I'm just a man playing a game. I'm just doing my thing. And,
But I mean, because T.O., man, is like... I want to say top 5 in receptions. I know he's top 3, top 5, like in receptions, top 3, top 5, like in touchdown catches. I mean, the dude's got some serious stats. Well, what else I told a lot of people was he dropped a lot of balls when it came down to crunch time.
Yeah, that's
the now. Don't part. Get me wrong. Everybody's going to bring up one catch. Everybody, and I already know what everybody would say. Yeah. I'm sure I'm going to get messages. Well, what about the Green Bay game in the playoffs? Like 98 or something like that.
So where are you at that? I'm one of those people that I treat every instance in its own. I don't look at like the big picture because I would assume that most athletes are the same way, especially when you get in that, I don't want to say tunnel vision, but you get in that moment, you're not worrying about your push for the Super Bowl or the push for the World Series or your push for the, you know, NBA finals and all of this stuff. So, like, yes, he dropped a ball. But look at all the successful other catches he came down with in his career. So, if it was a league game as opposed to a Super Bowl game, would it be that big of a difference?
What I'm getting at when I say big, drops and drops compared to receptions, he dropped a lot of balls. Also, don't get me wrong.
Right.
He probably damn near led the league in drop passes. If I had to just take a wild guess, if I had to take a wild guess, I bet he led the league in drop balls. I'm not sure, but I've seen him drop more than fair share. But what I mean by that is in crunch time. in crunch time, he wasn't always there.
Okay. Like, that's a different story then.
And the reason being is I never really followed T.O. until he became a Cowboy, because I'm a huge Dallas Cowboy fan.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is I watched him drop some serious balls that would have either won us the game, and I don't mean like a last second end zone catch.
Yeah.
I just mean that tide turning play that's going to, you know, put the momentum in your favor with like 2 minutes left, 3 minutes left.
You got to be the clutch.
Well, I'm about to make a huge point here. Okay. That. Those facts don't wash away what he did,
mm-hmm.
but those are big deciding factors to me. Reason being, the reason I'm getting at that is one of the biggest things I took Ray Lewis back in, like, God, this was like, I want to say it was when the Ravens won the Super Bowl back in 2001. Mm-hmm. I was watching interviews, because I always love listening to Ray Lewis talk. People either love him or hate listening to him talk, and I love listening to him talk because he talks real, he talks raw, he talks with his emotion, talks with his heart on his sleeve. But Ray Lewis said, you want to see a football player? He said, I don't care how fast you are. I don't care how strong you are. He goes, I don't care how high you can jump. I don't care what. I don't care about none of your statistics on how great you could be. He goes, you want to show me a football player? He said, show me down by 9 points with three minutes left in the game. He said, I'll show you a football player in those minutes.
Right. And, you know, and I do. I really do agree. I think that most sports, they put way too much weight on the statistics. I mean, you have to use the statistics mm-hmm. to help
separate,
determine the value of somebody. Mm-hmm. But you can't let that be the 65-40, the 60% chance in determining whether somebody's value. I know that works against me because everyone shits on Tony Romo. Because he blows a lot when things are on the line, or did.
Mm-hmm.
But people like LeBron James and Westbrook.
Before we even move on from that point, I'm a huge Tony Romo fan. I'm a Tony Romo fan to the day I die, because he made me cry more times than an ex-girlfriend. In his small defense, some of those picks weren't always his fault, man. I watched some of them go right through the receiver's hands. Mm-hmm. But you know who gets the blame for it?
Yeah.
Tony Romo. But that's also the point that you're going to get when you're the Dallas Cowboys, America's team, and everybody hates that because they got labeled America's team.
Mm-hmm.
And now everybody wants to steal that title. Watch the football season. Watch the beginning of football season. They'll try to – any ESPN will try to do a – will do a – what's the word I'm looking for? A poll. They'll do a poll to see who's America's team. No, and every year, you know who wins it?
Cowboys.
Quit hating. They're America's team. Done. Live with it. Sorry we're not called the Steel City because we're in, you know, Pittsburgh. Sorry we're not the city of brotherly love like, you know, Philly.
You know, I was on Facebook this week. And I was talking to some of my friends, which is ironic when I'm talking sports because I barely know hardly any of this shit except for what I can pull up on Google. But I see the amount of anger that comes out of these people. And they're, oh, I hate Kansas City. Oh, I hate Dallas.
I hate the Cowboys.
Right. And these are usually like Steelers fans. Or mm-hmm. I mean, it's your love or hate. I don't get it. I don't understand why these people.
I don't either.
Oh, I hate these people. Do you hate the team? Do you hate the current roster? Because, you know, I was a Cowboys fan all growing up, especially during the Jerry Jones years. And
Jimmy Johnson, you mean?
Jimmy Johnson and Barry Switzer. Mm-hmm. And then there's a while in the late, super late 90s, early 2000s, where they had a lot of behavioral problems and legal battles outside of the game. And you know what? I didn't like that generation of the Cowboys. But I'm not going to say that I hate the Cowboys for the rest of my life.
The people didn't hate them because of that.
Right.
They just hate them because of what I just said about them being America's
team. Oh, yeah.
People just
the reputation.
But you know what it stands for. You know what one guy told me, though?
What's that?
I met a Cowboys fan one at Ned's.
Uh-huh.
Of all the places. The local bar here in Townsville. I met this Cowboys fan here in Ned's, and I can't remember his name now.
Mm-hmm.
But we were talking football, and he was from Texas, so he's a huge Cowboys fan.
Okay.
And he told me, he said, you know why people hate us? And I said, no. He goes, people hate success.
They hate us because they ain't us.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. That's 110%, man. And like I said, they can't get that nickname away from them because it's labeled on them. Everybody knows Dallas Cowboys, America's team.
Yeah.
Dallas Cowboys. And every year ESPN puts out this poll. Who's really America's team? Dallas motherfucking Cowboys. That's who. Quit asking. Done. Yeah. Go home. Sorry, your city will never, your team will never be called America's team.
Yeah.
Live with it. Move the F on. We're trying to cut our cussing out down here because I've been getting wild. Move the F on.
Especially me. Yeah.
You know, and I'm still using it with F. I'm just PG-13 in it or something. But, I mean, move the freak on, man. I mean, seriously, get over it. Right. And, you know, the other thing I get with sports, I love sports. I love sports. I love talking sports. But people get so worked up.
See,
like, you know, I'm in a lot of Facebook groups for sports. And people get so worked up. Like, they're ready to fight. And I'm like, A, you're on a keyboard. Stop. Right. B, whatever happens, I love Dallas. I love the Dallas Cowboys. I love the Oakland Raiders. I love the Oklahoma City Thunder. And I love Texas Rangers. Uh-huh. And I love the Cubs. And I love the Atlanta Braves.
Right.
But guess what? Whatever happens to them is not going to affect my bills the next day.
Especially like whenever they start having a really good season and then you say you like them, and you're like, oh, you bandwagon. And we talked about this once before we even launched the podcast, and we need to bring it up. What is the definition of a bandwagon? Now, for me, because I've been accused of being on the bandwagon so much, I would say you wait until they've like won their Super Bowl, and then you're buying a bunch of shit, and you're like, "Oh, I've loved them ever since when or whatever." But just because you're like, "Hey, my team's winning again," one that you don't talk a whole lot, like me and the Raiders.
Yeah, like you and the Raiders.
You know, they've sucked for like the last 30 years. When was the last time
they went to the Super Bowl?
82.
Nope, they went.
Won.
The last time they 82. Won was 82. Okay. But they actually went, God, what was it, 2002, 2003, back when John Gruden went to Tampa Bay. They had John Gruden in Oakland, and then the weirdest thing ever happened, Tampa Bay traded for a coach and got John Gruden's rights.
Wow.
And they sent John Gruden to Tampa. And ironically, Tampa Bay played Oakland in that Super Bowl. It annihilated them because John Gruden built that offense. John Gruden built that team.
See, that's a time you hate the coach. And you can't hate him because
Gruden was out there in – John Gruden was out there in practice for the Super Bowl playing Rich Gannon, the quarterback, telling him everything. And if when you watch that game, you will watch that game and see it look like Tampa Bay knew everything. Because they did, because that was John Gruden's
offense. He built it.
Yeah, he built it. And someone else just took that and charged it to the Super Bowl.
That is literally building a house with your hands, throwing a match in it, and watching it burn.
Yeah.
And then moving in down the block to the nice house.
That was it, man. That was it. Oh, and you know, that's just.
I hate the bandwagon shit. Every time I hear it. And it really pisses me off to hear people talking about it.
I will tell you the definition of a bandwagon. I got a buddy I'm not going to name drop.
Okay.
I don't bash people, but I mean, I'm not going to name drop and bash him. But I had a buddy who's a huge Cowboys fan.
Okay.
This is when I was working at the casino. I was a cashier, so this is, God, like 8-9 years ago. And, no, how long ago was it? Look up when San Francisco beat, San Francisco played, lost to Baltimore. How long ago? I think that was like maybe 5 years ago, 6 years ago. Probably 5 years ago, 4 years ago maybe. Anyways, I was still at the casino then. What's the date on it?
Was it a Super Bowl?
It was a Super Bowl.
Okay.
There it is right there, but I don't see the date yet. What year was this?
February 3rd,
2013. Okay. So I had a buddy. Oh, it was on Facebook. That's how I seen it.
Okay.
Take it back. I wasn't at the casino, but we were Facebook. We were still Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole time I was at the casino, all we did was talk about the Cowboys.
Right.
How much they broke our hearts, how they're our favorite team, how they're this, we're diehard, we're loyal. And I was like, finally, I got someone who understands.
Right.
until
there's always a but. There's always
San Francisco comes up out of nowhere in 2012-2013 season and just starts a not Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
First year that Colin Kaepernick started and was just lighting everything up. Like whatever he did was golden that year.
Right.
And I'm like, next thing I know, the next season or mid season, he's like, yes, my 49ers. And I was like, whoa, Cowboy. I was like, when'd you become a 49? Second thing is, if you're a Cowboys fan, you hate the Niners because of Joe Montana rivalry. And Dwight Clark.
Okay.
I will hate them to the day I die because Joe Montana was throwing that ball away. He did not throw it to him.
Uh-huh.
He just jumped up and snagged it and made the greatest one of the greatest plays in football history. But he's like, yes, my Niners are doing it. And I was like, when did you become a Niners fan? Oh, well, I said, no, you have not. We worked at the casino together. We talked. We bonded about the Cowboys.
See, I think that's that for me. That's a fair and that's the definition of a bandwagon. That's somebody huge. You're crapping on this team on, until
it
they
gets
win.
Better.
Yeah,
he said. Well, at some point, you got to get tired of rooting for losers.
Oh
no, you don't.
That's the fan is when they're rooting for them and they still suck.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You, real Cubs fans have rooted for them for 100-something years before they won the World Series.
Well, and, you know,
104 years, 105.
I know I'm a broken record, but that's the reason why the Raider Nation is such a tried and, you know, they're so, I don't want to say elitist, but, you know, you see somebody that's loved their team for so many years and then they start seeing that success. That's not bandwagon, especially if it's a team that's hasn't won in recent memory.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're just like, why would I fly? I mean, I'm flying this stuff and catching so much shit. Okay, I'm probably not going to fly as much. But heck yeah. So, I see you thinking over there.
Well, you know,
like, the wheels are turning.
Bandwagon people just absolutely irritate me on that. Like, you can't just dog. It's like anything in life. I always say sometimes sports is a metaphor for life sometimes because it's still the same thing.
Well, and we like to do that as a culture too, or as society loves to do that. I mean, everybody craps on somebody until they make it big. I always supported that dude.
I always liked this. Exactly, man.
And we will name drop. We've got a guy we went to school with by the name of Cody Slang,
mm-hmm.
and he's in was with a really good band called Blackwater Rebellion. He's in a new band called Scorned, and they're freaking huge, or not huge, but they're huge talent, and they're going to go places. And as I've done with you multiple times, you know, I see a lot of potential there, and I'm like, man, dude, do not give up. You will be something someday. And people just love to freaking tear them down. Hell, look at Carrie Underwood, who went to college here in Tahlequah for several years,
mm-hmm.
and she went on American Idol, and everybody's voting for her. Everybody's all about her, all about her, all about her. Yes, one of ours, one mm-hmm. of ours. She's from Shakota, not Tahlequah. But everybody in Tahlequah is rooting for her. Shakota's rooting for her. Northeastern Oklahoma, we got somebody. And then she wins. She's a huge box office success, and no one sees her again around here, and everybody's now shitting on her. And oh man, she was such a bee. She was so stuck up. And yes, I mean, I've had, you know, I've personally met her a few times back when I was DJing at the Cubby Hole when she'd go down there for karaoke. Wasn't the warmest person in the world, but I'm not going to knock on her. I mean, because she's a horrible human being because she was probably drunk and didn't talk to me or notice me, and I was probably awkward anyway because I was single back then.
You were awkward. You're still awkward. Sometimes I feel awkward sitting by.
It rubs off, dude. It is contagious. But, you know, we love to build people up so we can tear them back down. It's a real shameful thing to do. And if you want to test your character, support somebody as hard
and through.
Through and through. Success, failure, you know, up the rise and the downfall.
Yep, exactly.
You got to be there for them.
You know, speaking of tearing people down and building people up, whatever, however you want to look at that,
Yeah, I saw Bleacher Report threw out another big one this week on me.
You know, we need to get him to sponsor us.
Yeah, we do. We do. I was reading this thing on Bleacher Report, and it said, minus the championships, take out the championships, what made Michael Jordan greater than LeBron James?
I'm so sick of hearing this. We're going to talk about it.
Anybody out there listening, if this thing ain't cutting out too horribly out there on the live feed because of Blog Talk acting up a little today, call in. It's 516-666 pick up sticks 9510. And again, 516-666-9510.
You bet.
See, I said all sexy. I'm trying to seduce y'all.
I was going to start playing some 70s porno music more now.
I'm just saying, I'm trying to seduce him to get him to call in. Adam's like, call in 516-666. Okay, let's go back.
Call in right now at the A meeting with Arlo and Adam.
That's that voice. But they were talking about that, and I've seen a lot of people talking on that threads about it. People sit there and say, in my opinion, I think, let's pull up some stats. Let's put some side-by-side comparisons out here. For one, I think MJ averaged more points. I'm pretty sure MJ averaged more points. He had more MVPs. The other thing that's huge for me, one of the biggest differences, was MJ always bettered himself.
Right.
He just didn't say, well, I'm better than everybody else, and I'm going to stay here. Now, I'm not saying LeBron isn't better than himself, but I followed his career way more than I've ever followed LeBron's.
Right.
So people can, if they got the argument, call in. My biggest argument was Michael Jordan's like third or fourth year in the league, right? People said he can't play defense, right? People said, well, Michael Jordan can't play defense. You know what he did?
What's that?
He went out the next season and won Defensive Player of the Year.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's my biggest kicker. This dude refused. He was just cut from a different cloth. He refused to lose. People sitting there saying, well, LeBron's done this and at the age of 23, you know, they were doing like years comparison. People was throwing that out there to me in that thread. They're like, well, LeBron at age 25 compared to Michael Jordan at age 25. I see Michael Jordan played 3 years, 4 years of college basketball, 3 years of college basketball.
Right.
So he was 21 at that time. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Compared to LeBron James, who started when he was 18. So you're looking at 7 years compared to 4 years. Now let's do 7 and 7 years instead of doing age years. Let's do careers. You know what I'm saying? And people don't want to argue that point. Like I said, I believe, let's take a look here. Let's look at the overall career stats here. I believe, let's see, LeBron's looking at, I can't even see that. I got my microphone in my way. But like I said, I'm pretty sure LeBron, I'll give LeBron the credit on stats as far as, oh, there's the stats right there. 27.1, Michael Jordan averaged 30.1 points a game. Yeah, that's a big tongue twister if I ever had one. And LeBron is 27 points a game. So you're looking at...
I've got it up here on the big screen now. For those of you watching on YouTube, this is from the website basketballreference.com. Shout out to them, who's always got really good stats.
And, of course, you know, rebounds is always going to LeBron. LeBron's always going to have more boards. Assists is LeBron's doing a lot better, too. But, I mean, and then, like I said, but you got to look at... And people sit there and say, well, Jordan had Pippen, who also was a top 50 greatest player. I'm like, yeah, but
this isn't about Pippen.
Well, hang on. LeBron went to Miami because Dwayne Wade called him and Chris Bosh went there. So he had two recent top 50 players with three top 50 players on one team. Not counting, they went off and built the team around those three. Michael Jordan was just getting – it wasn't just like – they were like, okay, we need a sharpshooter. We bring in Steve Kerr, John Paxson.
Right.
You know, we need a guy that hit threes because everything else Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen does. We just need big guys to fill in the space for the middle. And then they brought in – you know, they already had Horace Grant, who was a damn good power forward. And then when Horace Grant left, well, they brought in Dennis Rodman. I mean, but like Michael Jordan brought something totally different. You didn't see Mike flop. Right. Mike went hard. You fouled Mike, you knew you fouled him. He hit hard.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just, oh, he touches me and Mike goes flopping across the floor. I mean, that's the difference in there is the mentality. What makes him better is the mentality. And people sit there and say, oh, well, clutch shots in the playoffs is LeBron's up on. I don't care. It's the mentality. Michael Jordan was on a different level. That dude refused to lose. That's why he went 6-0 in the finals. And LeBron is 3-4. Don't get me wrong. Seven times in there is an amazing accomplishment.
I'm looking through the stats. I mean, they are comparable. I can see why there's discussion. I mean, we're talking within a 10-point range on almost every stat.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sorry.
That mentality.
The OG 23, man, he's winning on almost all of them.
And then you look back and people's like, well, LeBron had, you know, like I said, Wade and Bosh
right.
down in Miami. And then he comes back and he gets Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving. And people can sit there, well, Kevin Love's, you know, he ain't that good. Well, you know what? Y'all made him sound like he was going to be great when they pulled him over there. So you can't build him up to bring him down now.
Yeah.
And again, like I said, they didn't make no – it was Jordan and Pippen show, and they drafted them. That's different. The other thing that I'm coming up with MJ and LeBron, man, is when I talk about the mentality, I can sit there and say also the difference in competition.
Mm-hmm.
When Michael Jordan lost to Larry Bird, almost all five of those people on that Larry Bird team, that the early 80s, late 70s Celtics team.
Right.
We're Hall of Famers.
I still say that was like the best decade for basketball.
So he beat in the 80s when Jordan said, I got to get better to beat these guys. He didn't say, I got to jump ship to join these guys.
Mm-hmm.
He said, what do I got to do to make myself better to beat them? That's the difference. This is what makes them great.
Yeah.
This is what makes him better than LeBron, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Is that fact. It wasn't, Let me try to get Larry Bird over here. Let me try to get Magic Johnson. No, it was how am I going to beat those guys? Mm-hmm. Instead of saying, let me jump ship to get three people all together.
Right.
I mean, Jordan had that great Celtics team, which he ended up starting to beat. And, of course, it was also at the end of Larry Bird's career. But, hey, you know, things happen.
Right.
He also beat Showtime, which was the Lakers in the 80s. He beat the Bad Boys in Detroit. People were like, well, those guys were getting all. Okay, now you're trying to throw out asterisks just because to make an argument. Well, when he got to the 90s, when they started making their championship runs, he beat a Knicks team that easily could have been a championship team had they not ran across Michael Jordan.
Right.
The Pacers of the 90s should have been a championship team. But because of Michael Jordan, there was so many people
right.
that should have been championship teams, but because of Michael Jordan, didn't make it.
Yeah. Well, that's going back to what I was saying earlier, you have to step outside the box. You have to reflect on yourself and analyze what you're doing, what decisions you're making in order to accomplish your goals or to better yourself. So, like you said, I mean, you can be the best player on your team. You can be the best player in the league. You can have more stats, more points, more everything, and just be a dominant force. But unless you are being that and motivating the rest of your team and being what your team needs, I will never see you as an MVP.
Yep.
And for me, that's why I still say that our boy Westbrook gets this season's MVP. Have they started voting on that?
Sure the voting's done, but they won't get announced, I think, to the finals.
Okay. When is that?
They got the conference finals are starting right now. Okay. So probably it'll probably be announced, I think, during the conference finals, but
I'm still seeing the debate. I still see people saying that Harden's got it. So
it's got to be Westbrook. Harden flaked out. Did you hear the news? Everyone's bashing Harden right now for flaking out in the Spurs series. They just got beat out by the Spurs.
Wow!
In this second round, And everyone was talking about how how unstoppable Houston looked, how this. But people are bashing him, talking about how he quit, how he didn't have this when it was time.
There's your popular vote for MVP.
And building them up, what do?
Tearing them down.
Tearing them down.
Do you see, does it annoy you being a Thunder fan and walking around here in Oklahoma and seeing people wearing Golden State shirts and jerseys.
No, it don't. Because as a real fan, as a real person, you got the right to wear whoever you want.
Sure.
Oklahoma City always didn't have a basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I learned that from my best friend Damian Hall, because I said, man, you're in Oklahoma. How are you going to love the Mavericks? He goes, Bubba, Oklahoma City didn't always have a team.
This is true.
You know, I did hear a guy, me and a guy had a conversation the other night when I went down to the Cigar Lounge out in Tulsa. We had this great conversation about basketball. We were watching them on air, watching the Warriors.
Yeah.
And I said, man, I said, I don't think it'll be as big of a deal if KD wins that championship with them. And this guy goes, yeah, but he'll get the experience. And he goes, I think he'll come back to Oklahoma City. And I laughed, and I said, man, you know, we started arguing. Not arguing. We had a good discussion.
Debating.
Yeah, a good debate about it. And he goes, I see him to come back to Oklahoma City. I said, okay. I said, I don't think so. I said, if he does, he wouldn't be welcome.
That was what I was about to ask you.
Hang on. And I said the same thing. I said, whatever, man. He wouldn't be welcome. He said, people said the same thing about LeBron James when he went back to Cleveland, but look what happened.
True.
And I was like, that's the best point I had someone make to me. And I said, man, that's a damn good point.
Don't you hate when you're like making a point, you got it, you got this, and then they take the wind right out of your sails?
The thing is, you know, I'm comfortable in my argument, in my debate.
Yeah.
So if you throw out something like that, man, I can appreciate that you put that much effort of thinking into it to want to have a great educated discussion with me. And I can see it happening. I could see him getting that much experience and coming back and possibly taking one and winning one with the Thunder just because it's home.
Right.
And like I said, people would still welcome him back because he's still a great player.
He is. I mean, and he's an asset. I mean, whether no matter how butthurt you are about him going, he had his reasons.
Yep.
And don't act like we wouldn't have went all the way had he been on our side.
Exactly. Had it been like Steph Curry jumping ship coming to OKC, don't think we wouldn't have been with more than open arms.
Right.
You know, that's. It's not like we're. It's always a two-lane road.
Yeah.
It's always a two-lane road.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't get that. People only want to look at it one way, their way.
Right.
And don't get me wrong, I do that a lot, too. Dang, man, we only got like 8 minutes left. Time flies when you're talking about moms and...
Yeah. But, you know, I say this every show, and I got to whore myself out a little bit. This could be your spot where I'm talking about you. If you've got a business, if you've got a event, if you've got something you would like to promote, you'd love for us to talk about... give us a shout out. Reach out to us, man. We go to our Facebook, AA Meeting Podcast, or Twitter, AA Meeting Pod. Or you can shoot me an email. I'll throw my email out, personal email out, aj.richmond@att.net. Shoot me an email. We can talk some pricing. We can figure it out. But we would love for you to help you and also help us, because we'd like to build this show up. We'd like to make it be something. We're going to keep doing it regardless, but if it could pay for itself, that would be freaking amazing, and we can get nicer equipment, do a nicer show for you, and also give you some commercial revenue. I have a couple of my own businesses, and I do know the more you hustle, man, the more rewards you're going to get. So you got to be out there, promote yourself, don't be ashamed. That's one thing that my wife had learned, my supportive mother of two. It used to drive her nuts, because when I'd be out there, and man, let me tell you, I've got business cards for both my businesses, and I hand them out like Halloween candy.
There you go.
And I do the cell phone repair gig. I cannot see somebody on their cell phone now without seeing if it's got a crack. And if it's got a crack, man, bam, got a card right there in front of them. If I got to see a phone out there broken on the table, I'll leave a card on top of the phone. I don't want to be rude, but hey, I can fix that for you. Same goes for bouncers. I see kids or see somebody talking about planning a party or something. Hey, you know, I also do bouncers, you know.
Bouncers for kids.
you
bad man. Hey. You a bad man.
You seen these shows on MTV, man? My big fat Greek, you know, whatever.
I gotta do that. You know,
you know, Sweet 16, they get a little out of control. You know, you need some muscle. I'll holler at my boy Arlo here. He can come out there and keep those underage kids in line. Smack them if you need to. But my bouncer houses. But, I mean, it doesn't matter what you do, whether you're selling Avon or Scentsy or Pink Zebra or anything, man.
Let us know.
Do what you do, you know. If you're going to do something, go all out. And shameless promotion, there's nothing wrong with it. Bring it back to point. We're happy to promote for you, man. And shoot us some samples, and we will sample these things on the podcast and give you and plug in so you can attain your goals. But we are winding down to the last 5 minutes. And as always, our website, once again, is facebook.com, AA Meeting Podcast. On Twitter, we are AA Meeting Pod. The video will be uploaded Monday morning, and you can watch us there on videos. Look at our shining, beautiful, rugged, good looks. See, I'm working on the wink. I'm trying to do the Arlo wink. It doesn't work for me. It's more like Herbert the pervert, you know? Hey, I got a podcast.
It's got to be charming, you know? You got to do it real subtle. Just
I tried. But anyway, you know what, Arlo? Why don't you give us some words to live by?
Well, you know, it's not exactly just words to live by today. It's Mother's Day, so we're going to take it a little bit from moms, you know. I read this great quote one time, and it said that, I don't know where it came from, but I remember just reading it. I don't even remember everything I read. I don't remember everybody who does it. I just remember where it came from, you know, that who said it, or what was said, I should say. But I read once that it said, God knew he couldn't be everywhere. That's why he created mothers. And I absolutely love that one. And I didn't, you know, it really hit home as we get older, and even more so now to me, within the last just few months, I really realized a lot of stuff in life. But, you know, a mom is never alone in her thoughts. Your mother is never alone in her thoughts, no matter what age she is. No matter what age she is. She's always thinking about herself, thinking about her kids. And she'll do that to the day she dies. And the other thing about moms, man, I mean, is a mom's love is like stronger than any natural law you've ever seen or heard of or speak of. Mothers, see, I got some stuff, man, I've just been writing all day. The thing about mother's love, too, it teaches you really about real love, because it's the beginning and the end. It's the beginning and the end love. And I tell a lot of people, in life, nothing is truly, truly, truly lost until mom can't find it.
And I pulled y'all in just to make it one last kicker, man. Because it's the truth. I've lost so many things, and if mom can't find it, it has got to be gone. Until next week, thank you, mamas. Everyone, give your mom a hug, give your mom a kiss, take them out, make them feel special, not just today, Mother's Day is every day. Remember, folks, keep living strong, keep training strong, most importantly, keep loving strong. Mamas, thank you all for being who you are. Till next week, AA Meeting, we out.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.